This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't
vote.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a vote rocker.
I got a love letter I got to read for everybody in just a couple minutes here. It's second to none. It shows you the mindset of America as to what you're up against in this small minority. But it's an obstacle we must deal with and put our foot upon it. In Jesus' name. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, Stephanie Joy. Do you want to say hi, Stephanie?
Hello, Stephanie.
Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. Now, I also want everybody to understand that when we're talking about the atheists and the liberals, well, basically we're talking about lawless individuals that are at war with God or God's moral law, right? We're the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. Well, folks, again, they're not ruled by law, are they? They're at war with God that said, He hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6. We're the patriots that the globalists despise. Isn't it interesting, these global initiatives and these schemes and the indoctrination that they're throwing on kids globally, namely in America, which shouldn't be happening here? Isn't it interesting, it's all this global initiative, and isn't it interesting that it makes them God in replacement of the God? Is that about the stupidest thing you ever heard of? I think now they have the technology that they think that they can actually beat God up for some reason. But this is nothing new. If you read in Isaiah 14:1, you can see Satan himself wanted to be just like God. But we understand what Jesus did on the cross, too. He struck him. He brought him to the place where he needs to be after he broke his back, right? Had the princes of the world known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. As a matter of fact, when they crucified the Lord of glory, what they did is they set the stage for God to come forth in power, the resurrection power. And that's what the enemy fears more than anything else. So friends, when the Lord says, hey, deny yourself, take up your cross, do it His way, live for His purposes and His glory, and no matter what comes our way, the gates of hell shall not prevail. When we have the testimony of Jesus Christ, friends, rest assured, the resurrection power is there. It's not I that lives, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. It's all over for the enemy. So as the enemy is entertaining most people out of the understanding that I'm trying to bring forth right now, the power of God unto salvation, do keep in mind there are those that are willing to bear the cross and stay the course as they keep their eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. Folks, if we didn't have enemies, and I'm talking about for righteousness' sake, at least on my part, there's an unrighteousness. I say this in the natural so you can simply understand what I'm trying to say to you right now, is if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left, and there wouldn't be the atheists, there wouldn't be the conservatives, or the pro-murders, or the globalists, now would there? No, that they wouldn't be in existence at all because we wouldn't tolerate them. And regardless if they like it or not, they still are ruled by God. All men are created for God's purposes. Even when the evil, which God did not create, man created, He still uses that for His purposes. And at the end of the day, well, the Christians, they win again and again and again and again. Sometimes it's just a terrible and an awful place to be in the process, but I'll tell you what, if you don't bow, you don't burn. I like that.
Amen.
Amen. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing, right?
Amen.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, do that, friends. You are knocking it out of the park. I've said this for the last 3 weeks. The numbers I just got back today are just second to none, and I truly appreciate it. Second to none in the fact that I'm happy of the response and the response that you've given unto us, folks. We're just we're about 12 to 14,000 uniques a day, and that is awesome for a website that's been out for a month. We're going on 5 weeks now, but again, we just want to tell you we appreciate it. If you'd like to go on that website, you can do that. As a matter of fact, what we got up on front page right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, flashback, Congressman Obama is not fit to lead. His vice president is equally unfit and even more embarrassing. He said this over a year ago. It's nice to know that we got guys there that have the stuff, as we say here, that decide for the good of the people because they love God. By this, we know that we love the children of God. And, well, we how do we know this? Because we keep his commandments. That we actually stand up against tyranny. That's up on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm going to play the audio in just a couple minutes here. It is second to none. Also on the front page of Sons of Liberty Media, will you live and fight to restore the republic? Because if you don't, friends, I'll tell you what, you can ignore what's going on, but you cannot ignore the consequence. Sooner or later, you're going to have to deal with it. Also have up there, a lesbian opens her eyes. You don't hate us. No. Friends, let me ask you a question. Since when did hate ever tell the truth? The only thing that does that is love. Okay? Headline news, Sons of Liberty Media, Jihad Double Standard, how the media is paving way for Islamic chaos in the U.S. streets. Friends, how long have I been telling you? How many years have I been telling you that this administration is attempting to create domestic insurrection for the very purpose of overthrowing? This is nothing new under the sun. Every step of the way, this criminal administration has been emulating dictators. He is, as a matter of fact, every jot and tittle. Same ideologies, same totalitarian methods, friends. Again, check that out on Sons of Liberty Media. What our framers knew, the Constitution, Vattel and natural-born citizen. We also have up on there Samuel Adams, while the people are virtuous, they cannot be subdued. Sons of Liberty Media front page, how the Supreme Court is dancing with the devil. True that? One more. Obama uses tax dollars to construct White House border wall, continues to ignore southern border. We're going to talk about a little of that in just a couple of minutes. Also, I wanted to tell you, too, on the scroll, what we have right now, again, friends, is Oklahoma beheaders, a mosque called for destruction of U.S. and Israel. This is happening in your country right now, friends. Also, check out try, convict, and jail Eric Holder, because nothing less than that, friends, will do you right or good. Justice is the guardian of liberty, and justice is what we need. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also go to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or Bradley Dean. We got about 145,000 friends. Again, we appreciate that, and you guys, again, are second to none. We want those that are not just hearers of the Word of God, but also doers of the Word of God, so that you're not found being deceived of your own selves. Because again, we are not hearers only, we are doers of the word. As a matter of fact, last night I was just telling my wife, I always get dumped on by clean water, of course, in the shower, but I also get revelation. The Lord decides to drop stuff on me in the shower for some reason. But interestingly enough, I just said, isn't it interesting that people say, you know, if you tell people that they have to do something that the word says, that it's works. And I thought to myself, well, you know, I mean, first of all, that's stupidity. It's a lack of understanding. And, of course, they know not the power of God unto salvation. But isn't it interesting that, friends, Jesus, if he didn't come into the world and do the works, we wouldn't be saved, would we? And my Bible tells me that we're to seek and save that which is lost. And if we have the heart of Christ within us, Romans 5:5, why wouldn't we do the same things? So no, let me say it this way. Friends, we do the works because we're saved. We don't do them to get saved. Let's put it into perspective. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in at any time, stick to topic, 1-866-233-0747. We have such a short amount of time, and we got lots to dump on the people in the process of doing that. So please stick to the topic, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And Stephanie, can you tell us why that is before I read my love letter?
Okay, before the
you
love letter.
You can read my love letter if you want.
Sure.
You got to be careful, though.
I've never read this.
Oh, this is awesome.
Before.
Yeah, this is the mentality of what we deal with on a 24-7 basis.
Oh, it's one of those love letters.
Yes.
Okay, you
just
want me to read
careful.
Right now?
Just be careful, yes.
Okay. Bradley Dean, you slimy, hateful, self-righteous little bee, I can't say that word, who is an infinitely better human being than you. Almost anyone lying imbecile. Not one shred of truth to these trumped cuts off there, Trump something. You are as phony.
Honey, here, do this so you can kind of read it off a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Just play stupid with them.
Okay. You are as phony as a $3 bill. You make me sick. Everything you say is a vicious lie. You know, the thing is, he's not even spelling this right, so I'm not even saying it right because he doesn't even have the wording correct. Everything you say is a, he's supposed to be saying, vicious lie and unbelievably stupid. Idiot, that's all you are. You don't want freedom in this country. Christian theocracy on this country, he's saying. It actually should be in this country, pal. Which WS, I'm assuming that would be was, founded on the principle country would be nothing but a barbarous police state. Go to H-E double hockey sticks.
That's beautiful.
It's wonderful. The guy, he's so loving that he doesn't even know how to spell or punctuate correctly. You can't even read correctly what he said. It's amazing. I thought that was very loving.
Yes.
Tolerant.
Oh, absolutely.
gave me warm fuzzies all over inside.
Totally.
Yeah, completely.
Changes your whole worldview.
Yeah. Let's just set that aside. That could be for a different time.
That's the definition of debased.
Debased, completely. Yes. And you know what? That's what we're up against here at the Sons of Liberty, but we don't care because we're speaking forth the truth in the Word of God. And you know what? People need to hear the truth whether they like it or not. Obviously, it's stirring up something within his conscience for him to be so riled up about it, because that's what often happens when you feel conviction, is you get stirred up and riled up and you get angry. Why? You wouldn't be that way if there was nothing there to convict. So obviously the Holy Spirit's doing his job on this guy.
Amen.
And he's loving on us. And you know what? We're here to give people the truth because we love, not because we hate.
Amen.
Now, aside of that, I'll go on to what I was going to say in my intro. The reason why is because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's.
Can you give it a little more gas here, stuff?
Just
a little bit.
Well, I'm trying to read a letter that's first of all cut off. It doesn't even have all the words there, so it's a little tough. But other than that, I'll keep going forward. John Hancock, the first signer of the Declaration of Independence, said this. We were talking about last week about resistance to tyrants is obedience to God, as Thomas Jefferson rightly said. But John Hancock said resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. Continue steadfast and, with a proper sense of your dependence on God, nobly defend those rights which heaven gave and no man ought to take from us. So when we're looking at the freedoms that we have, I know you're going to be playing a video here, or a clip, I should say.
Audio, yeah.
Audio.
Yeah. Well, it's video to us, it will be audio to them, yes.
Of this representative who is calling out the administration for who and what it really is. That becomes our Christian duty and our social duty of every individual. As John Hancock again said, resistance to tyranny becomes the Christian and social duty of each individual. We're seeing the senator or this representative doing their duty. We have to do ours as well.
Amen.
It was John Witherspoon who said, whoever is an avowed enemy of God, I scruple not to call him an enemy of his country as well. So we need to make sure.
He was the president of Princeton, correct?
I believe it was.
Yes,
Princeton.
He was.
Yeah.
Yes.
So one more thing here, because for those of you, those enemies, scoffers, atheists, weirdos,
lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys.
I just have to emphasize this one more time, just to turn that knife a little bit there. But Patrick Henry, ratifier of the U.S. Constitution, said it cannot be emphasized too strongly enough or too often enough that this great nation was founded upon not by religionists, but by Christians. Not on religions, but on the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For this very reason, peoples of all faith have been afforded asylum, prosperity, and freedom to worship here. But what were we founded upon as a country? The gospel of Jesus Christ.
And if it wasn't true, then they wouldn't be angry.
That's exactly right.
I love that. Folks, Obama's crown versus Washington's cross. I want you to listen carefully as to what I say firstly, okay? Criminals mock society's laws. I want to tell you this, my friends, and forget me not, and forget not what I say. Your compassion is a weakness that your enemies do not and will not share. You need to understand concerning this administration that they do not think the way that you think. They do not act the way that you act. They think and they believe within themselves that they are above the law. Keep in mind that government is there only by what? Our good graces. And keep in mind also that they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the governed. They work for us. We do not work for them. As long as we're ruled by God, we're self-restrained, we're self-governed, guess what? We're going to be a strong people. We're going to be a virtuous people. And those that work with us, no matter what they do, rest assured that as long as we hold them accountable to the line that we walk, we're going to remain a free people. Amen? So let me say that one more time. Criminals mock society's laws. Your compassion is a weakness that your enemies do not and will not share. Now, as the White House has been slammed with scandals such as Benghazi, Extortion 17, the AP phone tapping scandal, targeting Fox News and the IRS, targeting conservative groups that don't agree with this dangerous criminal in the White House, Obama appeared before the nation at a press conference, and in the middle of answering a question about the IRS scandal, it began to rain. Obama had the audacity, again, going back just a little bit, to call up two Marines to hold up an umbrella for himself and the Turkish prime minister, stating, we don't... We don't, this is what they said, we don't get a couple of Marines to hold up umbrellas. They're going to look good next to us. That's what they said. Okay? That's what they said. What a stark contrast to our first president, George Washington. It was said that Washington was hailed as first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. Now, what am I trying to say? Well, just going off a little branch off the trunk of the tree here real quick, a little rabbit trail. Isn't it interesting? Today they send your kids to war if they want a war. Isn't it interesting that it's never themselves or their children that go to war? Just go back to 1960s during the Vietnam War. Many of the congressmen, representatives, and senators, when their numbers came up concerning their kids, all of a sudden they had to stop the war because it just might cost them something. But now, again, friends, what they do is they send your kids to war rather than look at George Washington, for example. Well, when there was war, they were the first ones to go to the war that they fought. And they needed to win, that they thought it was worthy to fight because they needed the victory, right? Isn't that interesting? Just think about that. George Washington was first in war, first in peace, and first in the hearts of his countrymen. Completely opposite is what you see today. They send your kids. They don't care about your kids. They trample the blood of the sacrifice. They desecrate it on a daily basis because, again, the American people tolerate it. Friends, you know what I say to the modern politicians? If they want to have a world war, let's throw them in a cage match. Let's put them in the cage. Okay, friends? Because what you see is WWF at its very worst worldwide. These little games going on between world leaders is the same thing you see going on in this country. You know, it's interesting. They fight and they kick and they scream. But why is it that the people across the world always end up losing their rights to only strengthen more governments? And might I add, tyrannical governments? And that's what we're seeing today. During the Revolutionary War, George Washington didn't send someone else in his stead, and he certainly wouldn't have asked anyone to hold an umbrella for him. He took responsibility and went himself to lead the call for independence on the behalf of the country and the people that he loved. And during this time, he had little to no money to fight the war, but he fought on with what he had and beat back the tyrant King George against all impossibilities, friends. George Washington was also the man who could not die in battle, as he was shot at several times with bullet holes in his jacket, yet he survived unscathed. As a matter of fact, he told his family, by all powerful dispensations of providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. Now take that over to Scripture. King David said that the Lord gave commandment to save me. That's exactly what's going on here, that apostle named George Washington, the father of America. Okay? In the past century, as we have seen the corrupt in government slowly assert their authority and declare war on the American people, the protection of the president has risen to ridiculous measures. I'm going to make a point out of all this. Just stay with me. A Congressional Research Service reported investigated how much taxpayers spend whenever the president leaves the White House by plane. The report found that it costs $179,750 to fly Air Force One for just 1 hour. That expense is only for fuel, maintenance, and sundries. It does not include all of the staff and security personnel that accompany every move that the president makes. So making the clear distinction between then and now, George Washington bears the cross while this president wears the crown. Another question I have for you, friends. Why is the president of the United States, if he works for the people and he has the admiration of the American people, why is he trying to build a wall between you and him in Washington, D.C.?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever heard of a Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle? I was over at my buddy Mark's house the other night, and there he was in the shop working away on his new toy, a Ghost 80% AR-15. He said he bought it from GunZady.com because they got a great deal right now, and he just wanted to experience building his own firearm. And you know Mark, he doesn't want a lot of unnecessary red tape attached, if you know what I mean. He said he had to pay no DROS fees, there was no 10-day waiting period. Said he can register it as a pistol if he wants. And the best part, it's 100% legal in most states if it's completed by the owner. Hey, it looks like a pretty easy project to me. So I just went to GunZady.com myself and ordered mine. I can't wait to get it built. I hope it gets here soon. Hey, get your Ghost AR-15 today at GunZady.com. Prices have never been better, and you can go right now to GunZady.com. That's Guns 80, the number's 80, GunZady.com. See you on the range. Get yours today.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. 1-866-233-0747 if you want to chime in. Talking about Obama's crown versus Washington's cross. Right before the break, I said making clear distinction between then and now. George Washington bears the cross to give us what we have today. Well, this president wears the crown. Anyone who travels to Washington, D.C. will know what I'm talking about. When the president's motorcade goes through town, every road is blocked off by armed officers, and any building the president enters is searched over with a fine-tooth comb. The Secret Service was originally created in 1865 to suppress counterfeit money, currency. It had nothing to do with the president's safety until 1907, when Congress passed the Sundry Civil Expense Act, which now meant that two men would be in full-time charge of the president's safety. The Secret Service now has over 3,200 employees protecting the president of the United States from the American people. And whenever the president leaves the White House, the Secret Service calls on the federal, state, and local agencies to heighten security measures. Boy, again, if he had the admiration of the American people, why would that be the case? I mean, he's getting protests everywhere he goes.
Yeah.
You know what's interesting? I went to grab some meat this morning in town. And I said to the guy behind the counter, I don't know what sparked it. I just said, I wonder what it's going to take for the American people to realize that the enemy is in the White House.
Yeah.
You know,
so what's his response?
He said back to me, he goes, well, it's interesting that you would say that. He goes, because everybody I know And he said, those that I don't, he said, I don't know of one person that voted for that man. And how he won the second term amazes me. Oh, it amazes everybody because, folks, there was a whole lot of voter fraud going on, and we know it to be a fact. We know it to be a fact. This isn't theory. This is fact. You know, on an encouraging point, I always tell people, you know, he didn't have the support of the American people. He did during the first election from the younger generation because we know that 68% of the demographic of 18 to 33 years old were those that voted for Barack Hussein Obama. We know that wasn't the case the second time around because Stevie Wonder couldn't even find 200 people to actually bring forth a fundraiser to help Barack Hussein Obama. We know that 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter account is completely contrived. It's fabricated. In other words, it's created out of thin air. It doesn't exist. We also know that in Milwaukee here, just a state over, you know, the state-run media, they go to bat for their executioner. And it's interesting that they reported that 18,000 people packed an arena in Milwaukee to support the president, yet there was only 5,000 seats in that arena. And it just amazes me that as well that Barack Hussein Obama did something unprecedented during the second re-inauguration in Washington, D.C. He couldn't sell out the hotel rooms in Washington, D.C. Folks, I could probably call up Washington, D.C. right now, and it'd probably be hard to get hotel rooms. I wonder if everybody fled when he was doing his second re-inauguration. Folks, you've been lied to. It's just that simple. This isn't theory. It's a fact. And talk to anybody that's pulled the curtain back. Go down the street and just ask the people what they think of this president and ask them if they voted for this criminal. And you'll find to your amazement in some cases that I don't know anybody that voted for him. And, folks, I'm just talking to a guy at the store today. And I do this quite a bit. I just spark up conversation to see where people are at. Very far and few between. As a matter of fact, even when I'm saying far and few between to those that support him, I don't even know anybody that supports him. And it's not because it's my circle. No. Even outside the circle, I mean, the only one supporting this administration is the state-run media. And only 21% of the approval rating coming from the American people is actually in favor of what the state-run media is lying to the American people about. He doesn't have the support of the American people. Let's go on here. Did you know that up until Harry Truman's presidency, former presidents were dropped off at their homes and were provided no special pension, security, or other benefits? They would become an average American citizen just like those that they served. Do you remember when we went to Woodrow Wilson's house, love him or hate him, we went there?
Yep, I remember.
And that's exactly what the guy told us. Yep. Did you know what they used to do? They used to just drop the presidents off after their term, after they served the people, and left them. And for the most part, nobody cared about them anymore. This is what we were told. Now what do they get today? And you got to ask yourself, friends, too. And this is not too far from the truth. In many cases, those security, Secret Service agencies, protective services, are there not to just protect the president, but also to protect special interests that are actually controlling the president.
Yep.
Did you know that? Boy, dude, I never thought about that. I know. That's why you got the Sons of Liberty Media.
Okay, I got to say this.
Media.com.
And I got to add this on, too.
Okay, you added
on. 3,200 employees in the Secret Service.
Yes.
Protecting one man.
Yes.
Don't
Is this
think,
a monarchy?
Exactly. But don't you think that maybe those 3,200 Secret Service employees would be far better spent along the U.S.-Mexican border to protect our country rather than just one individual?
But that is very telling. That's why he needs the protection because of what he's doing to this country. He knows it. I know it. And those fools that work to protect him know it as well. Until Harry Truman's presidency, again, former presidents were dropped off at their homes and were provided no special pensions, security, or other benefits. They would become an average American, just like us. They were always average, friends, because they're not above the law. He is not a king. We have no king but King Jesus in this country. When President Truman would take daily walks, I have a documentary. I have footage on this, friends. Truman would take daily walks around Washington, D.C. with a bodyguard or two in tow. But American citizens could walk right up to him, shake his hand, and tell him thank you for his service. Well, what's happened since then? When presidents work for the people, they feel safe enough to walk up and be friendly with their constituents. However, when they work for special interest and are being treated as a crown king, again, which they are not, they suddenly feel that they need to be protected from their constituents that they swore to uphold the Constitution to serve them people. Now, is the writing on the wall? Yes, indeed it is. On sonsoflibertymedia.com right now, we found out that the taxpayers, if you're okay with this, groovy. But if not, wake up and put a stop to it. He's using taxpayer money, this president is, and he's actually building a wall to bar the people from, seeing their house. Because the White House is your house. It's not his house. It's a hotel for him for 4 years. That's it. Maybe eight. Now, if you look at the parallel between Washington and the current administrations, in 1789, the federal government under President Washington had 350 civilian employees, federal. Today, the number is in the millions. In 1832, making another point, of course, the total federal budget was $11 million. In 2011, it was over $4 trillion. Since the 1900s, the total number of government laws and regulations the average citizen is required to obey has increased an estimated 3,000%. Now, you tell me what's going on in this country, friends. If that is not the divine hand of God to bring forth judgment upon a massive population who will turn their back against him. James Madison stated that every word of the Constitution decides a question between power and liberty. As the government increases control, this leads to a corresponding decrease of individual liberty and responsibility. Who gave you your rights, friends? God did. If you don't want to listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments. There is, again, no in-between. Now, the real problem is when all of this power becomes centralized, as it is today, and is left unchecked by the public, as it is today, then comes the rationale that they have the badge. They must be right. Are they? Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, who went through the era of the Revolutionary War, warned, "The two enemies of the people are criminals and government, so let us tie the second down to the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first." It's been said that laws are most numerous when the Commonwealth is most corrupt. Exactly right. I think Tacitus said that. I'll say it again. It has been said that the laws are most numerous when the Commonwealth is most corrupt. One more time. It has been said that the laws are most numerous when the Commonwealth is most corrupt. Again, friends, Obama's crown versus Washington's cross. Friends, we just recently heard today, actually this one yesterday, that Barack Hussein Obama is praising radical jihadists in other countries that have killed American soldiers. Is that not good enough for you yet? Friends, the President of the United States, who spends so much time over in foreign countries praising Islam, praising Muhammad, calling for a new world order, is now praising radical jihadists that are guilty as H.E. double hockey sticks for killing American soldiers. We have an administration that will not call this joker in Oklahoma that just beheaded a woman for what it really is, radical jihad. They just went to his Facebook and they found the threats towards America and Israel coming out from within. To those that have been recently converted to the Islamic faith. Folks, I'm getting sick and tired of it. And I'm telling you, I'm getting sick and tired of it. What is it going to take for the American people to understand what is going on here? These people in this criminal administration, all the way around the boards, are trying to create domestic insurrection. We just seen of a little 13-year-old girl, as a matter of fact. She was raped by 13 illegals. We had another illegal that crossed the border not too long ago. As the President of the United States refuses to acknowledge the southern borders. It's interesting that he actually just killed a teenager in the United States of America, and he was put on probation. Well, the Attorney General of the Department of Injustice is actually liberating those that are creating the crimes in America, namely through the radical Islam. and releasing terrorists under the Clinton administration. Folks, when we come back, what we're going to do is I'm going to play this audio for you. It's very encouraging. So I hope that you're sitting down, you got your seatbelt off, because this is going to be a blast. We got the last segment coming up. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You got Bradley.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Ott of the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States. And your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. KD Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. KD Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. KD Armor, come and take it.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So, go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You've been shy for the last week and a half, friends. Someone not get their coffee?
Maybe they're just feeling like they're in... Wow, no, I mean, you hear that echo?
You know, I don't expect that. My brother told me, Bradley, he goes, you know, I mean, all the information that you're dropping on people, it's like... Who wants to call in? I mean, I'm hoping to stir up enough people to understand what's happening in their country so we don't have to put up with this, friends. Because, listen, we can do this. Don't look at those that are on the radio or out there that are preaching from the pulpits or your politicians to get it done on their own, friends. We can do this together. We can't do this. Listen, this is not the days of the Lone Ranger, friends.
Yeah.
Although my son would actually argue with you about that.
Yeah.
But Hail Silver! Away!
Wow, that was pretty good. But you're
right. Can you hear me, Nye?
That might just be too much of a good thing for one moment. But you're right, though. We can do this thing together. And the thing is if you're waiting for any more, like, oh, any more, I don't know, things to happen to trip you up to say, hey, whoa, we better get going here. Listen, it's already been tripped up. We have a job to do because, as you mentioned earlier today, it's getting dangerous out there.
It is.
The times are getting more and more serious as the days go by, and we can't stand back and do nothing and say, oh, it'll go away. It never goes away. It goes away through the people rising up and dealing with the problems at hand.
Lawfully.
Lawfully.
Yes.
But the time to act is now.
Of course it is. The right time to do the right thing is what?
Right now.
It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. That was one of the colonists. That was one of the Sons of Liberty that was actually waking up the colonies, keeping them in the know during those times, along with the Black Regiment, and of course, along with the 56 signers that God miraculously used to bring about what we have today. Now, friends, what I want to do for this, for the last segment here, is I want you to listen to this video. That's actually an audio. That's, you'll hear it. Unless you're actually watching live stream, you're not going to be able to see it. But the only thing that you're going to be able to see if you're watching live stream, well, is Stephanie's beautiful face.
Oh, wow. Good thing I'm sitting down. I might have fallen off this chair. Kerplunk.
That's true.
Kerplunk. I'm going to remind you that later on.
Okay. I think it's time to play the audio. Are you ready for this, Sam? I hope everybody's sitting down because, again, this is Congressman Jim Burdenstein. He blasts Obama on the floor, and I want you to listen up to the follow-up right after he's done. Listen to what the Speaker of the House has to say to him. But that's not what's important. Listen to that as to what's important first, and then listen to the important part afterwards because I want to make a point. Because it's incredible to me. It really, honestly is. You ready? Let's go. Let's go.
It's got a thing before.
You know, that was interesting because when I played this before the break, it came on right away. There was no delay.
What purpose does the gentleman from Oklahoma seek recognition?
Request to address the House for 1 minute without objection.
Does the gentleman seek his consent?
Yes, sir.
The gentleman is recognized for 1 minute.
Listen to this.
Mr. Speaker, the President's Justice Department sold weapons to narco-terrorists south of our border who killed one of our finest. The President's State Department lied about Benghazi with false information provided by the White House. The President's Attorney General authorized spying on a Fox News journalist and his family for reporting on a North Korean nuclear test. The President's Justice Department confiscated phone records of the Associated Press because they reported on a thwarted terrorist attack. The President's Treasury Department uses the IRS to target political opposition. The President's Health and Human Services Secretary pressures the insurance companies she is supposed to regulate to promote Obamacare, which is the same law she uses to force citizens to pay for abortion-inducing drugs against their religious liberties. Mr. Speaker, the President's dishonesty, incompetence, vengefulness, and lack of moral compass lead many to suggest that he is not fit to lead. The only problem is that his vice president is equally unfit and even more embarrassing.
The chair advises its members to refrain from using improper references to the president.
Can you believe that?
He's what purpose speaking is the
gentleman
the truth.
From Oklahoma?
No, I mean, he told on the president of the United States, but it shows you the compromisers that are sitting there that represent we the people. The American people need to ask the question, why would a speaker of the House in this particular situation try to silence him? I guess the same reason Pelosi wanted to silence Joe Wilson when he said, you lie!
Yeah, seriously.
Liar, liar, Prince on fire!
Well, you know what's interesting is the fact that he wasn't even insulting. He was simply truthful. He is dishonest. He has done these things. He is vengeful, and he's saying, well, yeah, I would refrain from using, you know, inappropriate words to describe the president, however he said that. But the point is that was tame. I mean, if you get you or I up there, it'd be a lot more of a harsh rebuke and a straight up, you know.
And they can rebuke me all day long. I'm not moving
from
it.
And the point is the people want representatives to stand up, and good for this guy, but people want representatives to not only just, well, this is my 1 minute time of me saying and venting my mind. What are you going to do about it? You see that he's lied. You've seen all these the proofs in the pudding right in front of your face.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do about it? What action are you going to take?
This is the illusion that the American people are under. They think that we're talking about some dictator in a third world country, but here's the reality of it. I'm not.
We're not talking about a dictator in a different country, friends. We're talking about the president of the United States of America. That's who we're talking about, that is committing the crimes against we the people. And who said that? Congressman Jim Bernstein told you that, friends. Okay, he is telling you directly from what he sees on a daily basis. You know, and I want to say this too, just so people can understand. I know we got Trey Gowdy. Good, yeah, yay, woo, you, woohoo, we got Trey Gowdy. But you know what, Trey? We've had him on the radio before. Enough talk. Show us the money, Trey. Show us the results, Trey. Because that's really going to show the American people what you're all about too. Because we've seen enough of the political scams, because we know that people love to promote it in the North and condemn it in the South. We see this in politics all day long. Hey, Trey, about the time we get justice concerning this administration, you know what? They're going to be gone. They're going to be gone. If this was anybody else that violated even the smallest iota of a law, they'd have been thrown in jail a long time ago. How much more our representation, folks? How much more? Oh, what about Daryl Issa? Oh, great. Praise God. We got a Daryl Issa, right? Right? Hey, how long are you going to kick the can down the road? And how much further do you think you're going to be able to kick the can down the road before we lose what we have? We can't do this. This is why we need justice ASAP, ASAP. Just the way it happens to us peasants, right? Daryl and Trey? Matter of fact, I think we might just get Trey back on the radio and just say, hey, Trey, you know what? Good job, man. Great. Yeah, woohoo. Got the hat, got the t-shirt. Love Trey, right? But where's the results, Trey? What's going to happen when he's removed from office? Is he above the law? Because that's the message the American people, namely our posterity, are learning from the grown-ups. I thought we grew in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I thought we were liberated from the sins that we're actually guilty of creating and attempting to cover up. It's time to deal with these people yesterday. Not next week. We don't need to have another committee. The smoking gun's in his hand, in their hands. And then what happens is we allow these people that are busted to the crimes to actually call the shots. Like with Lois Lerner and the commissioner for the IRS. Hey, I want this over with. I don't want to deal with this anymore. You know, she didn't do anything wrong. Oh, okay. Well, just let it go. And guess who gets to eat the pill, America? You do. And guess what you just set yourself up for? Another illegal investigation by the IRS, right? Everybody that, and their dog and their cat and their parakeet is now being laid for because they don't agree with this criminal administration. He's got a whole country to indict, doesn't he? How about we turn the tide and indict those that need to be indicted? Because again, friends, what it comes down to is the little leaving is leaving in the whole lump. And it has always amazed me that a country... We say, far be it from us that it will ever happen here. But when we study dictators, friends, it's amazing how America is falling for the same lies, the same deceivers, and the same dictatorships that others said that they would never, ever in a million years put up with. But here we are. How much further has this administration gone than even an Adolf Hitler in many cases, or a Stalin in many cases? Isn't that interesting? Or a Mussolini in many cases, or a Mao Zedong in many cases, or a Pol Pot, or a Idi Amin. And folks, it's going to come to the point where you're going to have to respond. You already have an administration trying to demonize those that have the right to bear arms. They're trying to, you know, reconstruct that. They're trying to debate the pith and marrow out of Article 2 of the Bill of Rights. But that's really the only thing standing between you as a free nation and a tyrant who's not playing. You're dealing with some dangerous people, friends. Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1 John 3.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.